This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to grow a deeper, more vibrant prayer life with the amazing 40 Days of Prayer DVD study with workbook. This six-part study featuring Pastor Rick is perfect for your personal Bible study or for use with your small group. And you can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Praying in Five Dimensions.
Look at this verse up here on the screen, Romans 8, 26. The Holy Spirit helps us with our weakness. We often don't even know how to pray as we should. Yeah, that's, anybody agree with that one? You know, sometimes you go, I don't know what to pray, I don't know what to say. Okay? We often don't know what to say. We don't know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself speaks to God for us, even begs God on our behalf with deep groanings and feelings. He's passionate. The Holy Spirit's passionate about you. I mean, you may have, God, I'd like to have this passion. And the Holy Spirit's going, God, they need this. Even begs God on your behalf with groanings and feelings that words cannot express. Okay. Now, what in the world does that mean? Okay, let's first cover a couple things. Your loving Heavenly Father understands that you often don't know how to pray. Your loving Heavenly Father understands that you often don't know what to say. Your loving Heavenly Father understands that you often don't even know how to say it. You can't put it into words. Any parent understands that. When my kids were little and they would come to me and they would try to say something and they couldn't even put it into words themselves, but I knew what they meant. And as their loving father, I knew, even though they couldn't even say, they didn't know what they were talking about, I knew what they were talking about. They didn't know what they're feeling, I knew what they're feeling. I knew the answer before they even made the request. That's called being a dad. And so God is not upset when you go, God, I don't even know what to say, God, but I'm just checking in. God says, good on you. Great. That's my girl. That's my boy. I don't even know what to say. I'm just checking in, Father. Well, that's good. Great. Thanks for checking in. Just hang out for a while. You don't even have to say anything. Just hang out. You don't always have to be moving your mouth to pray. I just want to sit here and be in your presence for a little bit. And then the Bible says that God joins with you and talks to himself when you talk to him. You go, is that a little weird? God prays to God. Oh, come on. You never talk to yourself? You do it all the time. Let me ask this. How many times is somebody talking to you, and while they're talking to you, you're talking to yourself about them? How often does that happen? All the time. Why? You're made in the image of God. And while you're talking to God, God can talk to himself about you. When you talk to God, it's called prayer. When God talks to himself, it's called self-talk, not prayer. But the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, talks to God in relationship. It's Father, Son, Holy Spirit is one. Three God in three person in one God. It's just God. I'm a father. I'm a son. I'm a person. I'm just one guy. But God talks to himself about you. You need to know that. So that when every time you pray, you're not just praying on your own. God goes, ah, they're talking now. My daughter's talking. My son's talking. That's great. And what a joy it is when your kids take their first words and you carry on conversation with people, well, with yourself while others are talking to you, and your Heavenly Father does the same. Sometimes I'm out on the patio after service and I'm talking to you and you're talking to me and I'm smiling, I'm listening, and I'm talking to God about you while you're talking to me. And I'm saying, Lord, I don't know what they need, but you do. And I don't know the hurt that's hidden, but you do. And God, would you bless them? And I'm talking to God about you while you're talking to me. So this is very easy, obviously, for God to do. Okay, number three. We're talking about multidimensional, five-dimensional praying. I pray looking back to the cross. I pray looking up into my loving Father's face. Number three. I look inward, this third dimension, I look inward when I pray to Jesus living inside of me. Did you know that Jesus is in you? When you become a Christian, when you step across the line, he puts his spirit in you. Jesus is in you. Well, for that matter, this may shock you, the Trinity is in you. Because you don't get God piecemeal. When you got Jesus, you got the Holy Spirit. When you got the Holy Spirit, you got the Father. The Trinity is inside you. You say, well, that's a dimension I don't understand, I don't even feel. Got it. But it's the reality, whether you feel it or not. The Trinity is in you. You might write this down. All three in me. The Father is in you. The Spirit is in you. The Son is in you. If you have invited them in. Now, if you haven't invited them in, they're not in you. But that's what salvation's all about. And so I look inward to Jesus living inside of me. Because Jesus isn't just in heaven. I said he's multidimensional. He's everywhere, including in you. Now, since Jesus is in me, and the Father and the Spirit, and I know that I'm unconditionally accepted by my Father, it gives me the freedom and it gives me the courage to honestly face up to my faults. And the third part of prayer, I've turned from the cross to the Father to now what's inside me. Christ, you're in me, but there's some stuff in me that's in there with you that I don't like. There's some bad attitudes. There's some secret sins. There's some compulsions. There's some fears. There's some hurtful memories. There's some resentful thoughts. There's some unforgiveness. God, there's some stuff in me. I don't even know how to clear it all out, and it's in there with you. And so I'm going to ask you to help me do some house cleaning. And this is a third part of prayer. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Examine yourself. It's self-examination. Do a heart checkup. Examine yourself to see if your faith is real and growing. Test yourself. Remember that Jesus is living in you, of course, unless you failed your test and you've never asked him in. Now, let me ask a question. Would anybody here besides me like to be better than they really are? Of course you do. I love you so much for this. This is why you're here. You want to be better. You want to be better than you are. Well, I can't get any better until I face what needs to be challenged and changed. And so before I can get better, I got to admit what's bitter, what's bad. You see, the truth will set you free, but first it makes you miserable. Because the truth you like the least is the truth about you. The truth I like the least is the truth about me. And I don't want to be honest to myself, much less anybody else. But I can't change, I can't grow until I'm honest. There is no change without trust, and there is no trust without truth. And so first I have to be honest. Well, it starts with I look into the face of my loving Father. I know he's going to accept me no matter. He already knows all the gunk and the junk that's in my life. And knowing that he already accepts me unconditionally means He's already inside of me, so he knows what's everything inside of me. So I can now be honest to God. This is the third dimension. I look inward to Jesus living in me, and then I ask Jesus living in me to help me do a little house cleaning of the junk in my life. Proverbs 28:13 says this, up here on the screen. If you try to hide your sins, you'll never succeed. I wonder why, if that's why I'm not succeeding. What am I trying to cover up? If you try to hide your sins, you will never succeed. But if you humbly confess and reject them, you will receive mercy. I love the Living Bible says you get another chance. Ask any politician, they'll always tell you the cover-up's worse than the sin. If you hide, if you don't be open, if you don't do this self-examination, you don't face it, nothing's going to happen. But if you confess it and you reject it, you receive mercy, you get another chance. Now, here's the big secret. God already knows what you need to work on. You're not going to go, oh, I never saw that one coming. He knows all the stuff you need to work on, still loves you anyway. But when you start being honest to God, it takes you to a new level of intimacy. Now, let me pause here and just talk about this. If you'll learn to be intimate with God, it's going to give you the courage to have intimacy in any other relationship.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
We all experience disappointments, obstacles, and seemingly impossible circumstances in our lives. Maybe you need a breakthrough in your marriage, your finances, relationships, or with habits and painful memories that have held you back. You'll get a breakthrough in your life when you seek one. And the way you do that is through prayer. That's why Pastor Rick created the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit. In this life-changing 6-session DVD and workbook study, Pastor Rick helps you cultivate a powerful prayer life. You'll learn how to pray for a breakthrough and how to pray with more confidence and greater faith than ever before. Get the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit today and experience the blessing of answered prayer. When you give a gift today to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit to say thanks. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD Study Kit. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
If you'll learn to be intimate with God, it's going to give you the courage to have intimacy in any other relationship. You can be married for 50 years and never have intimacy. Intimacy is not sex. Sex is the mingling of bodies. Intimacy is the mingling of souls. And it only happens when, like in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, it says they were naked and unashamed. There was no cover-up. There was no mask. There was no faking it. You know for certain you have things in your life that are secret from your spouse. How in the world can you have intimacy when I'm not open, when I'm not honest? Well, how do I get there? Well, first, I got to be honest to God. And before that, I got to be honest to myself and go, I need work on this area. When you start being honest to God, it takes you to a whole new level of intimacy. Everybody craves intimacy. Whether they know it or not, everybody craves it. They want it. But the only way you get intimacy is by being willing to open up. And so what you do is you invite God into what you think about you. He already knows. It's no surprise. You see, there are levels of intimacy. Sharing our frustrations, one level. You can share that in a small group. Share your fears, that's a deeper level of intimacy. Share what you don't like about you, that's an even deeper. And only as you go through the tunnel of conflict do you come out to deeper intimacy. You spell intimacy. I just thought this up this week. Somebody should tweet this. Here's how you spell intimacy. Into me see. That's how you get intimacy. When you invite somebody into your life and you say, okay, warts and all, good and bad, into me see. When you let somebody into your heart that deeply, now into me see becomes intimacy. Most people will never learn what I just told you. Where do you start? In this third dimension of I pray and I ask God for helping me as I look within, where do you start? Well, you might start with the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. That's a good verse to write down. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 are called the nine fruit of the Spirit. And it says the fruit of the Spirit are these things: love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. I'd like all those things in my life. I'd like to be more loving, more joyful, more peaceful, more patient. I'd like to be more self-controlled. There's not a thing on that list I don't want. What is that? It's a perfect picture of Jesus. And so you say, Jesus, you're in me. Show me what needs to change and start producing some fruit in my life today. Help me to be a little bit more loving today, a little more joyful today, a little more at peace, a little more patient. And every day, that can be a godly checklist, because it's just a picture of Jesus. Jesus, produce some fruit in me today. Okay, number four. I did a backward look at the cross. I did an upward look at the Father's face. I do an inward look at Christ in me. Then number four, fourth dimension, I look around and I ask the Holy Spirit to use me. This is the fourth dimension of prayer. And I like to do this. And I just say, you've heard me say this many times, the most dangerous prayer you can pray is just two words: use me. I dare you to pray that prayer and mean it. Because if you get usable, God will wear you out. The world is waiting. So you just take the fourth look. You look around and you look at the world around you and you say, Holy Spirit, show me where you want to use me today. And instead of criticizing the world or complaining about the world or judging the world, that doesn't work, or whining about the world, or for heaven's sake, blogging about what's wrong with the world. Why don't you just say, Holy Spirit, show me what's wrong and show me how I can make a difference. Use me. I dare you to pray that prayer. That's the fourth dimension prayer. Romans 6, verse 13. Give yourself completely to God, every part of you, since you've been given a new life and you want to be used. There's nothing like it. You want to be used as a tool in the hands of God, used for his good purposes. That's a purpose-driven life right there. God says, I want to use you for my purposes. And there's nothing. Friends, if you've never felt what it feels like to be used by God, I pity you. It's better than sex. It's better than food. It's better than anything. When you know I am doing exactly what God made me to do, I'm in my niche. I'm doing what God made me to do. This is why I was born. I was made for this. That's the fourth kind of prayer. God, use me the way you want to use me. Use me any way you want to use me. I don't know who I'm supposed to say this to, but somebody here listening, the world is waiting for your contribution. I don't know what it is, but we live in a world that desperately needs your help. And the world is waiting for your contribution. I'm making my contribution. Are you? You are made for more. You are made for more. And you need to pray the fourth dimension prayer. God, use me. I don't even know where. But look around. When you find a need and you have an interest or you got an ability, guess what? Those things fit. Backwards to the cross, upwards to the Father, inward for examination and to communicate with Christ in me. And then around me at the world and go, Lord, where can you use me today? Stop trying to do something great. Stop trying to do something great with your life. Just do normal things with a great amount of love. And God will bless that. By the way, I didn't think that one up. That's from Mother Teresa. Stop trying to find some significant place to serve. Make what you're doing significant because you're pouring your heart into it. And God will notice. That's the fourth dimension. The world's waiting for your contribution. The world needs your help. And by the way, the best launch pad is your church family because we'll give you the support here. And say, God, use me. Finally, there's the fifth dimension. And it is this. I look forward. I look forward to my future in faith. I look forward to my future in faith.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, well, we all experience disappointments, obstacles, and seemingly impossible circumstances in our lives. Maybe you need a breakthrough in your marriage, your finances, relationships, or with habits and painful memories that have held you back. You'll get a breakthrough in your life when you seek one, and the way to do this is through prayer. That's why Pastor Rick created the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit. In this life-changing 6-session DVD and workbook study, Pastor Rick helps you cultivate a powerful prayer life. You'll learn how to pray for a breakthrough and how to pray with more confidence and greater faith than ever before. Get the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit today and experience the blessing of answered prayer. When you give a gift today to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit to say thanks. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD Study Kit. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
So many of you have written to encourage us here at Daily Hope. And not only me, but our entire staff are encouraged by your notes, your letters. And I'm so grateful for your trust in this ministry. It's your prayers and it's your support that help us tell people around the world about the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, one of the ways I can give back to you is through my free daily devotionals. You can sign up for them. If you're not getting them right now, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and sign up to get the free Daily Hope devotionals. By the way, here's a letter from Holly who reads the Daily Hope devotionals every day. And she says this, Pastor Rick, I've been receiving your daily devotionals for several weeks and I've been overwhelmed by how positively my life has been impacted. My faith has been growing greatly these past couple of years, and now it is growing exponentially. People say they notice joy shining from me, and I know it's because my heart is being fed every day. And she writes, my story is one that I rarely tell, but as God has brought me through hell and now is showing me the why I went through it all, and it's beginning to make such perfect sense. She writes, I stand behind you, Pastor Rick, along with thousands of others, holding you up in prayer during those moments that maybe even you have second thoughts. Blessings 1,000-fold. Wow. Thank you, Holly. Everybody needs encouragement, including me, and I especially need your prayers as much as you need encouragement and prayers from others and from God's Word. You know, I'm always so encouraged when I hear about how God is transforming lives. I love these stories. So tell me your story. You can email me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me. Tell me your story. And thanks for listening today to Daily Hope. Let's be on the lookout for how God is working in each of our lives.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.